everybody. Hello, Ion. Hello, Sandra. Sandra will resume her news from nowhere questioning. Go ahead, Sandra, if Ion will oblige.
Well, we've got to talk about the Triple Crown.
Did Ion predict with that statement, did he predict that they would win? Can you tell?
Evidently, he did.
He said he was not going to.
Well, we're sure there was a dick in there somewhere.
So it's been so long since there's been a Triple Crown winner. If you watched the Kentucky Derby.
1978.
Yeah. This horse is a fucking monster. I mean, he won the Kentucky Derby by a mile. So my question is, what is the difference between this horse and every other horse that has attempted to win the Triple Crown? Is it the owner?
Me. It's obviously me. I've been talking it up for a month now, the Egyptian Pharaoh via Burroughs and then McLuhan explaining Burroughs. Wasn't it me, Ian? Didn't I call it?
Well, yes, of course.
I've done some research on it, and American Pharaoh, the name, equals a number five. The trainer, his birth date equals a number five. He drew the number five hole. So my question is, would this horse have won if he had drawn a different hole, like number 13, for example?
No, he would not have. He would have not won the Triple Crown. At all. And he had the opportunity to not win this. There was the opportunity to not win this.
So the hole that he drew was the reason for his success.
The hole that Bob made American Pharaoh the obvious choice to be the most current Triple Crown winner.
The hole that Bob made.
Dude. Didn't you play the thing, Bob? Didn't you play it for him already?
He did. He played it twice.
Yeah, I did. I played. Do you want
me
to play it again?
Okay. No, but we're asking questions like we didn't hear what was said. What was said?
Did you hear what Ion just said, Bob? If he had drawn the 13 hole, this horse would not have won the race.
Right, and I'm five. That's my quadrant. That's the pentatic. That's the Andromeme doing the tetrad. That's the Andromeme and the Egyptian, Lemurian, Atlantean, and Chinese Pharaoh. The Egyptian's only one quarter, but that's enough for a horse race fan.
Well, you associate yourself with all kinds of numbers, so you associate yourself with the number 22, which is a 4, which is the opposite of
five. That's the content of me. I, as an Egyptian pharaoh, I programmed Thompson, Croker, LaRouche, and McLuhan. LaRouche is 7, McLuhan's 22, Thompson's 18, and Croker's 14. Those are subsets. I'm not just a 22 person, but I'm operating from the number 8, which is the Mobius strip and affinity and the new lucky number, 8. And I'm dealing with a pentatic social perception. I'm
eight
mirroring
money.
With the hexatic. What?
Eight means money. Belmont Park is the number 1, which is actually a natural match to a 5. A 5 horse with a 5 hole racing at a park named with the number 1. So everything was lining up
system,
for him.
Is your system pre-Ptolemy or post-Copernicus? Which system are you using of numerology?
Pythagoras.
Okay, that's pre-Ptolemy. Okay, that's not bad. Is Pythagoras still apply, Ion, today?
Apparently.
And did it ever apply then?
Okay, did he make the game? So what numerology should Sandra study then?
Nine from not is not, and two plus not is nine, plus seven would not, and minus not is not. So it's a lot of knots. 5, 6, 3, 4, 7, 6, 6, 8, 8, 6, 6, 5, 6, 6, 8, 5, 8, 8, 0, 8, 8, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6,
That's no, the old
tie is 3.1415. Can you stop?
Oh, yeah, I missed the first numbers you said just then.
Well, look, it's in your chitty
yeah,
chitty bang bang
beginning?
Crap. It's in your
it's in the chat box.
3, 4, 7, 6, 6.
Oh,
to your ridiculous nominal question before.
Okay, come at it another angle, Sandra.
Has the boiling point of, since we're talking about numbers, has the boiling point of water changed yet?
It has for us.
But not for the human creator?
Uh-oh. Everything's been said just for Ion's perspective. Doesn't apply to us. Cancel the last 7,000 hours of sessions with Ion.
Well, you know, the answer's changed, so you might as well keep asking.
Yeah, that's right.
Refreshing.
But
refreshing.
What is it?
Yeah.
Well, whose number is 6773?
Well, we say yes, but then it comes back to the place where you have to recognize it. It doesn't matter what we say is, you still have to recognize it. You are just now embracing ascension.
Yeah, we went a little late on that one.
Does he mean the human creators as a whole are just embracing ascension, or you mean me specifically?
Are you beating your wife, Ion? Are you still beating your wife? You might have walked into that, Sandra. I don't think he's asked that. End up being categorized, stamped, removed, sold off. Okay.
Well, how much was it? Did it fetch a good price?
Did I get the 4-1 right? Whatever you call it, the price earning cost benefit ratio, 4-1? Was that what happened?
The odds. I didn't look that up, actually.
Maybe Tim could post that.
But what he said was the trifecta paid 4-1 odds. He did not say that horse paid to win because the horse is a favorite. It's not going to pay 4-1. So look up what the trifecta paid.
I didn't hear the word trifecta in what we played. Or is that something last week?
Yes.
It is the trifecta.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I wonder what that means.
We like it when they talk about us in the third person, like we're not here. It's great.
Yes, you pick the first, second, and third horse, Bob. That's a trifecta when you pick the first place, second place, and third place.
And Ion did something with that? That's where the 4-1 came?
He said the trifecta paid 4-1 odds. So every dollar that you bet on the trifecta paid 4 back.
That means you just pick any one of them, you get something. You don't have to have all three.
Ion, explain this. I'm not
explaining
it right.
Have you any idea how many hours it took us to explain the Emmaus Road, and now you want to exchange a dialogue so Bob can embrace para-mutual betting? Nice. This is nice. That's wonderful. You'll enjoy that. You'll be very sore before you get this one under your belt, we assure you.
What's its trifecta?
Someone has to guess correctly who wins first place, second place, and third place.
All
then
three?
They win a little prize.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have to do
Thank
all three.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Everyone's defense. Bob does have a position to listen to Carolyn.
That's the only way he listens is I'm staring in his eyes.
Yeah, she's like 3 inches away from me. She's helping me focus.
That's good. Now, go wash your hands.
Yeah, you were too close, Carolyn. So what's the next thought, Sandra?
All right, I'm going to change the topic now.
Okay.
New topic, okay.
Well, is it 4-1? What is the odds? Did Ion get it wrong like he said he would?
I'm trying to look it up, but my computer's frozen.
Oh, okay. Let me just play this again. I understand he's saying he's not predicting. Okay, let me see. Where's the sound control? And Pharaoh is spelt oddly, right? Not the normal way. Okay, so here goes.
We did not say that American Pharaoh was going to win the Belmont Stakes.
He said, we did not say. Does anybody, any time over the last couple weeks hear Ion say that American Pharaoh was going to win? So Ion's telling us that they did not say that American Pharoah would win,
People lost hundreds of millions of dollars not betting on this race. What are you talking about, Bob?
Yeah, but what are you saying here? You did not say. Did you know that American Pharoah would win, Ion?
Well, that's what we said, isn't it? You got the recording?
Well, no, where did you say it? He never said it anywhere.
Bob, can you not discern satire?
Yes, this is literal, you know, and I'm not taking satire. And he said it, and he never said it before, unless he said it last week and I was too busy typing and missed it. I do not have a record. I mean, Tim would have made millions if he'd heard that. Right, Tim? But no, I think Tim's on the outs again for some reason. Meanwhile, Ian's making designs,
have,
or one of
have,
the
what,
Ions.
That horse, no, that horse didn't pay. It was a favorite. So you had to lay a lot of money to win millions.
Okay.
I mean,
nobody
this
made
the biggest race
that.
Of the year besides the Derby.
Yeah.
Now, if you got the trifecta right, that's another story.
I think I asked Ian what made American Pharoah, what were the conditions that evoked the Triple Crown? Did you answer that already, Ian, to me and Carolyn? Explain the ground of this phenomenon. Could you care to repeat that to the unwashed here?
No.
Like repeat the reason. I'll have to find it and play it. Tim says no, but what is he saying no to? Did he not say Pharoah would win? Look at Tim. He did not say Pharoah. You did not say Tim is the only one tracking, the only one invested in this, and he says you didn't say it. I am. Where did you say it? Did you say it to me privately? Well, he could have said it at any point in the 20-hour show. Well, he was on for 5 hours or something. So, join. Did you hear all 5 hours, Tim? I mean, I confess. Did you say it?
We laid it all out very thoroughly because, see, this is what happened. This is that part. This comes right up to that edge of parlor trickery. The simplest little easy fun things that might be able to talk about. And then the next thing, people are doing a reverse mortgage on their house so they can buy cast lots to see if the Luxor really is going to hold Memphis in place or not.
Tim says you mentioned Pharoah's name but did not say he would win. Do you know what he just said there, Carolyn? Did you follow that? I can't follow it.
Yes.
What did he say?
He said he's not going to do parlor tricks and have people bet on the race and then maybe it doesn't turn out because things shift and change.
He's keeping me out of jail. And that's very kind of you, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
But then yesterday we get that funny little satire there just so Ian can say, see, I knew.
I'd be impressed if it was a 4-1 odds. Is it a 4-1 odds on the trifecta? That's what I need to know.
You know, I don't know how to calculate it backwards.
Yeah, maybe Tim could figure it out, even though we may not be able to trust Tim. He's so pissed off. He's not interested in Ion's predictions anymore, I think.
And American Pharoah was going to be the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. We did not say that it was going to pay 4-1 odds on a trifecta. We didn't say that.
Now Tim's saying, what's wrong with financial gain? What's wrong with financial gain?
Nothing. As long as you're not troubled with financial loss.
Ah, there it is. There's the key, Tondra. That's enough lesson for today. So go ahead with your newsy from nowhere stories, Sandra.
I see an article that says if you bet a dollar on the trifecta, the payout was $54.75 per year dollar, per $1. That's a pretty good payout.
Is that 54-1?
Right.
I don't know what it means.
No, I think you're
right. What's the answer? 54-1, not 4-1. Ion is wrong again.
He left out a 5. The number that
you've been emphasizing.
So
yeah, you've been emphasizing the 5. Ion only believes in his reality. So, Ion, you did say 4-1, and that holds, right, Ion? You did not say that. You were right.
It
right?
is.
Because you did not say it.
It goes just like this. American Pharoah, Frosted, and Keen Ice.
Right. And what are the numbers when you're talking about the odds?
4-1.
What number do you add up to get that?
Well, you have to calculate the trifecta. So that works out to what the bet actually paid. You don't know that until after the race, which in this case, it paid exactly $54.75 per dollar that you bet.
Is that a 4-1? How's that a 4-1?
Oh, 4-1, it doesn't have to do with the amount. It's how much was bet in the whole pool of a trifecta. It's done a little bit different.
Oh, we won't find out for a while. It's too early.
You know, right now, it's 4-1.
He's saying it went off at 4-1. That means at the time the bets closed and no bets were allowed, that trifecta was 4-1.
That's right, but you don't get how much the trifecta paid until it wins. Then the pool is divvied up, and that's how it calculates. Yes. If you have the fool's errand that you're going to convince Bob how to calculate the odds or the payout on a trifecta, good luck with that. Yeah, good luck with that.
He's a genius, but he can't calculate numbers.
Yeah, I've ascended. I don't deal with literacy anymore. I don't even have a brain anymore. My hypothalamus is sitting in a jar, okay?
In pickle juice? Pickle juice? Is it in pickle juice?
Oh, that's kind of gross. Wait. That's a little bit TMI there.
Oh, I think it's more like TMJ.
Will someone look and see if that 4-1 shows up in the wrap-up of the race? You know, let's see if we can find that.
I'm trying to get it. It's hard to get it when you're not at the track live.
True.
Okay.
Does the owner of American Pharoah, does he know about numerology or not?
No.
Has this horse been scouted for a long time? Is this a top player coming up at 18 years old? Does everybody knew it was an awesome horse, or is it a surprise?
Black Dragon equals 10.
If you watch the Kentucky Derby, that horse won by a mile. So, I mean, he's
I know,
he
but
definitely
did people know about
than all
that?
The horses.
Yeah, was he a favorite in the Kentucky Derby?
Yes, absolutely.
So everybody knew about him. He's not a surprise.
Right. No. I want to know if they're giving the horse some sort of special supplements.
RNA drops? Is he on the RNA drops? I, come on. This could be
we can't
maybe
say.
I'll pay attention.
We can't say.
Yeah. Dr. Dean. Hey, RNA drops.
Dr. Dean did not endorse or prescribe or contract or prescribe
it
or
doesn't even show up anymore.
Or predict or... She doesn't even show up anymore most times. She has nothing to do with the outcome of the Preakness, the Belmont Stakes, or the Kentucky Derby. However, integrally, she appreciates their outcomes, but she had not anything to do with it. She maintains culpable deniability without prejudice.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
Wow. Now you get that, Sandra? Now, this is where the credibility comes in. Public incredulity. He won because of us. I mean, Bob caused it in so many ways.
Is that a yes to the supplement question? Did I get a yes to the supplement question then?
From my point, yes. From my puny little CEO position, yes. We did it.
CEO,
I'm not
David Allen Co. Yeah, Bob is the co. It's Bob Dom Co. That's right. It's Bob Co.
Very appropriate. It's very appropriate.
Wait, get right. Somebody alone, Bob Co. Before the sun goes down, hurry up.
We got the competing ion here.
And not CFO.
Gotti's here. Gotti, the competing anti-ion, is here. Try to lay out a couple of wide
blood in the nigger.
Good. I've got something special for him. I've got something special for him. I hope they all tune in tonight.
Oh, yummy.
Okay.
We're getting hot. Okay. We're a little bit clamped over here ourselves. This is so exciting. Okay, everybody, get your clothes off. Let's go. It's on.
Move an ion up. Okay, so I want to go to my next topic.
No, that's George and Wheezy. That's George and Wheezy Jefferson.
Yes, you're right. I understand that.
I want to talk about the Duggars. Ion, is the current contrast the Duggars are experiencing because they push against so many things?
Who are you talking about?
Question's a bit leading. It's a bit leading.
You talking about the Dodgers, did you say?
The Duggars.
What's that?
The Duggars is a reality television show, 19 children and counting.
Okay.
Well, if you believe Josh, then it may be a little bit too much wanting to get in with the girls. But Jill doesn't really get it.
She doesn't really get what?
The molestation scandal.
You mean she doesn't understand why it's going on?
Well, even what it applies or means to, it's just a myth.
I was going at it like they were, you know, reaping and sowing, and so now they're reaping the harvest, so to speak, of some contrast.
Oh, good Lord, serious, Jess and Jill made that shit up, for Pete's sake. Are you nuts? There ain't nothing to all that bunch of crap. Just, you know, why in the world, if anything even remotely like that laid in any kind of place, would you get on Fox 5 News and, by God, talk about it, for Pete's sake, and call it the Kelly File? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Their interview is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you think?
I didn't watch their interview.
Are you expressing emotion, Ion? Why are you saying it's ridiculous? You don't care.
Because it's the most... No, we don't care, but we're saying it is incredibly crazy. Ridiculous.
Well, how could you tell? Everything is fine from your bliss state.
Oh.
There's no incentive.
From her questioning that this is the Trump legal... for every other important thing that could ever be discussed in the whole wide universe, and we're talking about Josh Duggar and Jim Bob's problems.
Yes, Audra, you've been out of touch. We've become a very serious show over the last 3-4 weeks. So,
We're just saying it's amazing that this made the top five. So, hey.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it definitely made it, because there's a lot of people that are pissed off about it. So are Jill and Jessa, are they pissed that their show was canceled?
They just wanted the money. Money, 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 money.
And they got it.
So they are pissed that their show was canceled.
Well, yeah, they want the money. If they could get the money checks, then they wouldn't care. But they ain't going to get the money checks no more.
I kind of think that another network, even if it's not TLC, will pick up those two girls. Is that feasible? Because they are the victims.
Yawn. Just so you know, everybody in the family has forgiven Josh. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
We got that. Yeah, we definitely got that.
Oh, yeah. It's no problem in the family, so just so everybody knows.
But everyone else has a problem that there's no problem in that family.
Right, exactly. That's right.
All the fans,
well, you know,
the hardcore religious folks.
Now, Sandra, I watched many shows over the last, since Ion showed up, since May 2009, and I look for what's reflecting Iondom, because one of the JWs, the Hollywood JW, has a big influence in a lot of these shows, and we saw Justified. I'm not. Let me say this. So Carolyn got her name mentioned. Well, I'm a bit behind on The Blacklist, which is a pretty interesting show. So I'm catching up this past week, and on March 26th, I think that's Kiki's birthday, March 26th, 2015, they broadcast episode 17, and it was called The Longevity Initiative. And it was about this guy who was funding labs all over the world to stop aging, to make people live forever. And he turned out to be a billionaire tech mogul, and his name is... Roger Hobbs. Now, if that ain't a direct reference to me. Roger Hobbs. Now, here's the extra part. Charles Dickens wrote about my great-great-grandfather in 1854 or so, and when he was a journalist. And you can look it up in a book called Dickens' Miscellany. Not his stories, it is his journalistic stuff. And he writes about the Dobbs family. But he begins talking about the Hobbs family. And then he has the Mobs, the Lobs, the Sobs, and the Tobs. Most of those aren't real. I don't know if the Hobbs guy in the Dickens story is real or not, but we are, the Dobbs guy is. And so that's the reason why JW got them to say Roger Hobbs. That's the closest to Dobbs in the Dickens thing from 1854. So this guy, he gets abducted, and we don't know whether he got killed or not, but... they go to his lab, and he says, and there's nothing there. And he says, we don't do anything here. We fund stuff all over the world, just like our place right here. There's no evidence of what we're making here at Dobbstown. It was much like us and me. So I am equal to Carolyn. Once again, it's 1-1. She got her name mentioned. I got named too.
But she was first.
So, No, this wait. This was
now,
broadcast by 26.
But see, Red, yes, Bob, but Red used the occasion of Liz's birthday to bring up the longevity initiative. The group wants to make people live forever. See, and Red says they're ready for human trials with dead bodies found in the van with failed attempts to prove the immortality experiences would work. This is where Red and Liz should go and talk to Roger Hobbs. He is the guy who knows everything. And then they bring in the FBI medical examiner and they tell Liz, that wrestler, that the dead bodies were being experimented on, no questions asked. And then Tom Connelly pays a visit to Dr. Cooper. He don't like that the Hobbs is being investigated, pointing out that Hobbs companies have multiple value defense contracts. Oh, well, we forgot to mention all that. Shh, Bob, don't tell him all that stuff. Janet Young won't care. Cooper senses that Conroy is trying to interfere with the investigation, but he backs off a bit, merely saying that the Hobbs is one of the good guys. And so we leave it like that. Bob is one of the good guys.
That is awesome. That is exactly correct what Ion said. That was many of the episodes.
No, it is not. We didn't say the American Pharaoh was going to win shit.
So, Sondra, what we have here is Carolyn's show was broadcast in April. Mine was broadcast March 26th, Kiggy's birthday, a month before Carolyn's. So technically, I didn't experience it in that order because I was getting behind in the blacklist, and I was following Carolyn's series.
Lloyd hadn't made up the deal to give up Powell yet, Bob.
Lloyd Powell? Where's Lloyd?
Yeah,
that sounds
Lloyd familiar. Had to make the deal to give up Powell. But Lloyd said that Hobbs had nothing to do with it. The FBI has enraged Powell's lab. Dr. Maynard explained that the Powell was doing the experiments where he injected jellyfish cells into the human brains.
But who's Powell? Forget that. I think you're still doing the blacklist.
Yes,
Lloyd,
that's
was
why I waited till now.
There. Right,
yeah.
But
well,
what's the name of your show, Kim?
You bring up a topic and you're talking to us and you can't even get to that, and then we tell you what it said, you didn't even see it. And you don't even know anything about it. No?
Who is the star of that show? We've been talking about that show for 3 days. And what is that show? Yeah, it's nice.
It's great. It's always fun with Bob. It's kind of like making a smallpox vaccine,
fun.
Isn't it?
I did not experience the proper order, but Sondra, the show was broadcast March 26th, and Justified happened 3 weeks later or something, the big finale. Did you watch Justified, Sondra?
No.
Aaron figured out that the mentally handicapped woman's name, Leanne, will probably be Powell's next subject, though.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, Sondra, you can take over again.
Okay.
Next topic.
So This is what I want the Ion naysayers to tune into, this portion of it. All these stories that I have happened this week, either to me or I observe them. So this is a good story about words creating. So I am one of those lucky people that have allowed their mother-in-law to move in with them. And last Sunday, my mother-in-law, she has her own bedroom, bathroom, and we've given her a spare room upstairs so she can watch TV. So typically in the evening, she's not downstairs walking around, but last Sunday she was, for whatever reason, walking back and forth from the living room to the kitchen, back to the living room. I had a yoga mat folded up in front of the fireplace. So it wasn't in the middle of the floor or anything, but it was there. Her foot grazed by the side of it, and she kicked it, and she said that she was going to one day fall and break her hip and break her neck, and that we weren't going to be sorry, but she was. And as soon as she said that, I thought to myself, she's going to regret saying that, because as we know, words create. Right. 2 days later, my husband comes home, and you know, we're talking in the bedroom. We hear this crash in the garage. He runs up there. His mother fell in the garage. Now, she has not fallen. There isn't one time that I can think of that she's actually taken a spill. There's been a couple times where it was a little wobbly, but not actually toppled over like she did. So it turns out that she's okay. She hurt her wrist, but overall, no broken bones, and my daughter watched the whole thing happen. This was a teachable moment for her because I've taught her over the years. Be careful what you say. When she says something that is extremely contrasting, I make her say cancel, cancel, cancel. And sometimes she's exasperated with me about, you know, oh, why are you making me say this? But she watched the whole thing go down, and she heard what she said 2 days before. So that was very eye-opening, and I thought to myself, this is another piece of evidence of Ion's teachings that are true.
But she didn't break her neck.
People. Not yet, but perhaps that's next.
Did you get to point out to your mother? Did your mother get to realize this, mother-in-law?
Oh, hell no.
Ideally, she won't be bothering you much longer. She'll be moving back to
old. Just to prove our point, we've called the highwayman to come collect her remains.
But you know, Sandra, she's acting out a problem with you. Yeah, she's acting out a problem with you. She's just arrived here at your place, and she's not comfortable between you and her. So she's going to cause attention to herself, or maybe even
off
herself.
She didn't just arrive. She's been here 3 years.
Does she know about Ionic involvements, or she has no inkling of this world?
No idea.
Well, then she's doing pretty good then, eh? 3 years there, ignoring Ion and surviving.
Well, right, surviving, but barely.
Your exhalations are starting to affect her. See, that's the thing. Your environment has your RNA. Well, if you do the drops, I don't know what you do. I don't think you do the drops. You do the remag, right? You don't do the drops.
Yeah, I do the remag. I did do the drops, but just for a short time in 2011. Okay, so I studied the archangels, tried to look up their specialties, and now I call on select ones for certain things. So I have two stories, and then I'm going to ask Ion for their commentary.
Okay.
Every morning when I wake up, I call on Archangel Ariel to protect my pet, my dog. I have a little dog. And I say these words specifically. Please protect my pet in all ways, keeping him healthy and safe in all ways and in my possession at all times. So on Thursday, I did it as usual in the morning. We have a new yard man. The dog has a doggy door, comes and goes freely in the backyard. Yard is fenced in. Earlier that morning, my mother-in-law said that something, she called it an invisible force, shooed him out of the backyard and into the kitchen. He ran through the doggy door and then immediately turned around as if something were chasing him. Shortly thereafter, the new yard man came. He knows we have the dog, by the way, and proceeds to leave the gate open the entire time that he mows the lawn. Well, by that time, the dog was already inside, laying down, taking a nap or whatever, and my daughter had shut the dog door so he couldn't get out. So I thought that was very interesting.
You should get one for your mother-in-law. It might keep her out of the garage.
They don't make them big enough.
Sure they do. They make it the size of a garage door. You just won't give her the key. And it's very nice of you to call on the Lion of God to protect your beast.
So Archangel Ariel, is her name does mean Lioness of God, so he's right about that.
It also means altar.
And what chased the dog? What did the dog see? Did we answer that? Did he see an angel? What chased him in the house? Sandra?
I'm waiting for
no,
Ion.
No, you asked the question. It better you ask the question. It's your question.
Yeah, because you won't like our answer, Bob. We assure you.
Ion, was Archangel Ariel behind my dog running in the house the way he did at that moment?
Well, it was just a matter of shooing the dog back in where it was a peaceful space. And if you want to blame an angel or credit an angel for that, that's wonderful, fine. But it could have just as easily been indigestion that brought him in the house also. And there's three archangels that divided heaven. And there's lots of other angels and our archangel status. But the three in the war of heaven, Susanna, that's why that applies. the three is the one that's dealing the Revelation side, Battle of Armageddon and the Valley of Megiddo. But don't worry, we think the Shiites have got that pretty well sewn up now, so it starts pretty soon. Get your bridles so you can measure the blood. It's going to be wonderful. But if you want to have other angels, that same angel could destroy your puppy, too. But it's not necessary because your little beast is all right. It's probably the only thing keeping the house from falling asunder. So keep the beast.
I intend to. Thank you.
Your dog's keeping your marriage together. It's keeping your daughter and you and your husband together and the mother-in-law. What do you think of that? The dog is the glue.
I believe that.
Knew that.
Yep. Good.
And the dog's 5 years old, right?
No. He's 2.5.
That's half of five. It's just good.
We'll count it as five for this show, okay? Another number five for us.
That's right.
That's like everything that ever came out of the LaRouche quadrant. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day, does it?
It is titled God. That's the God quadrant.
It's a good conversation starter.
Thompson.
Why, yeah, fiddle-dee-dee, we don't know nothing. You know we don't know nothing. We didn't say nothing. We didn't do nothing. We ain't about nothing. It's a nothing, nothing. It's a nothing about no horse racing and atom bombs and heavy metals and all kinds of fun things.
Never say never.
And Dobbs is the Ulfric Baroque spirals. Those are the four main categories: God, sex, politics, consciousness, and Ulfric Baroque spirals. That's on the tiny note chart, if anybody hadn't noticed that. So, Sandra, maybe one more question, and then we have to start doing our homework.
So I've got one more story. The other story is something else that I did this week. I have a friend who has twins, fraternal twins, one boy, one girl, 7 years old. So she's been exasperated lately with the boy. He's got behavioral problems anyway, you know, labeled ADHD, ADD.
Don't we all?
We all have
that from time to time.
I know. She takes him on a cruise, and he freaks out with paranoia, with all of these paranoid thoughts, like the boat's going to sink. And what were some of the other things that he said? A shark's going to bite.
How old is he?
He's 7.
Okay.
So
he's getting worried.
Right. She keeps him off of his medication when he's not in school. It's summertime now, just to give him a break from the lethargy that he experiences. So he is a handful in the summertime anyway, but this just sort of sent him over the edge. And so she was really fraught about it on Thursday night when I saw her, and I said, I'll do some work on him energetically tomorrow. And she said, thank you. So I did some work with another archangel. Let's see. So it was late Thursday night, and then I did it again Friday morning. So Friday all day, he was good as gold. Today so far, good as gold. She said it's like a complete turnaround. He's been calm. He's been collected. He's been just a different child. I wanted to share that story because I think it's interesting. Does the non-physical have a comment about this?
No, it does not have a comment regarding it.
Okay, Ion, is Sandra meddling in another person's life, or is she correct in doing what she thought she did and help the son? What's your position on that?
It's just a connection. It's just a connection point. It just connects. Okay, fine. If you want to take credit for all that, then you got to take the blame for it. You're going to take credit for everything true, bright, and wonderful, then when it all goes asunder, you also got to take the blame for that as well. So be very mindful when you start within and without your tutelage that you are culpably responsible for these abject actions, because when you start balancing these tides that you're calculating are a certain way, they many times are not necessarily that way. So that way may not be the way. So there might be a way that the way might be the way. So
I gave her a disclaimer. I told her, I said, I've never done this type of thing before. I don't know if it's going to continue to work or not.
Well, that's good, but just don't set it too deep. But just be ready when it goes the other way. You're dancing with the devil in the dark moonlight. Be very aware, because they'll play you. What we're saying is that you can make them tie your shoes, but be careful because they could also melt the soles off the bottom of your feet.
So that's good advice, eh, Sandra? Good advice?
Well, it is all good, but we think a lawnmower is wonderful, too. We have no problem with a lawnmower. If you paralleled an angel to an lawnmower, we'd say, wonderful, great, that's great, right? Great. But if you put the lawnmower to your carotid artery, it will be not so pleasant for you. And it's the same lawnmower.
That would be true.
Okay.
But I'm so heavily protected that, you know, I'm good.
If you're that protected, then you're not close enough for it to do you any good.
It's worked so far.
Very good. And as long as that's great, wonderful. All we're saying is be very aware that this is a lawnmower, and it will lop your damn head off. And if you understand that, then no worries, because you understand how that lawnmower operates. But the second you get on the side of the cliff that's a little too steep, and being comfortable with your lawnmower tutelage, it can flip on you. Be aware. Be aware. But if you are, then you're great. It's like, okay, fine, no problem. And yes, Judy, your husband's still fucked. It's okay, honey.
That's on the chat line. And did you address Susanna? I thought you misstated Sandra's name, but you were addressing Susanna. She seems to think that. Ion, you did that a little while ago, right?
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much, Sandra. If you're not listening to our series on the heart and the hypothalamus over the last 2 or 3 weeks, Ed has excerpted. You can find it on Ion and Bob. We're going to continue that. You're seeing professionals, Bob and Carolyn, evoke detailed stuff, new knowledge. And so you can just stay around and listen or check it in your archives.
Stop.
If you have time.
Hold on just a second. When you find the wheatback penny, don't touch it. You do not touch it.
Thank you.
Ian, couldn't she say, whatever sets that up, can she say words to not be subject to that caution?
She can say anything she wants to. She can be negative or positive that she's negative or negative that she's positive. And she can think good thoughts, and she can read books about chicken poop for the soil, and she can rub things and lick crystals and do all those beautiful things. All we're saying is when the wheatback penny presents itself, do not touch it. That's all we're saying. And you can do
yeah,
it what you like.
Yeah, but you're setting up a fear. You're setting up a
ain't
fear.
No fear.
Why can't her words
not a
cancel?
Fear. That's not a fear. It's not a fear. Just do not. You know now. You know now not to do it, okay? There's no fear.
Yeah, well,
like,
why
oh,
does
okay,
she have to be holding to that? Why
she
can't she be God and change
but
that?
She can. She certainly can. But if she's that much of a God, she'd never be exposed to the wheatback penny. And now we're back to good.
Yeah, but you said you're creating the disease and offering the cure. The cure being watch out. Don't engage it. You don't feel any qualms of bad conscience of setting up this paranoid situation for her?
No
paranoia.
She now knows. She knows now what to do. So that's all she asked for anyway. And she can get her dog to talk to the angels and instruct the angels to keep it out of the way or blah, 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 blah. Whatever, whatever, whatever. But then she won't touch it. That's all that's necessary. It's good.
Okay, so she can state some words to keep that from happening.
We didn't say what would happen if it happened. We said don't touch it.
Did you say don't touch
it? Got
it.
Thanks. Thanks, Ion.
But why is that? Is that what is that? The unrealized law of magnetism, unlawful degree of magnetism. Are you setting up a temporary pattern that is solid and can't be changed? These are important questions, Ion. It's a key issue about will and intention and anybody else?
You got to ask it a different way, because any way we answer that, it's going to end in tears.
No. Whatever you're saying is going to happen to her. Why is that going to happen? Why does she have to react that way?
We didn't say anything was going to happen. We said when it does occur, don't touch it. That's all.
Well, if she touches it, you got a problem.
We didn't say it was a problem. We said don't do it. We just said don't do it.
Well, why are you saying that? Why would she have to not touch it?
Because we know her choices, and her choices might encourage her to touch it, and she could overcome it, but she'd have to go a long way around the mountain to do that, which she will remember, and it'll shake her, and she'll go, oh, yeah, that's a great feedback, Penny. Thank you very much. I'm not going to touch it. Why? I don't know why.
Good,
I just don't care. Some booger man in my reality said, don't touch it, and didn't say why. So I'm just going with it. It's more than a feeling. It's Chicago. It's the Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. It's Bachman Turner Overdrive. It's all those things that go along with it. It's Beefheart. Beefheart told me not to touch the wheatbaked penny, and it was in Fuck Me Hard in the Watermelon Hay, and it's why Zappa's no longer with us, and it's why Gail is still trying to make money off of Zappa's memory, and it's what caused Mary to take up drinking. It's just the start of all the bad things that have ever occurred. You can go on and on and on and on. And all we're saying is don't touch the damn penny. That's all.
Is there a term for what you've called? Does this involve will and tension, fate, karma? What word, if any, applies to this, what we're discussing? You telling her something and...
Discretionary caution.
I just have one question about that. Can other people in my family touch it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's fine. You can't stop them.
Well, thank you very much, Sandra. And now with
Toodles.
Now the sponsored, what, pickles? Now the pickles part.
Toodles. Toodles.
Toodles.
Thanks for the finish.
Carolyn, do you have the proper beginning question?
I have questions.
Are we finished the heart thalamus, or are we continuing that?
What's the heart? Oh, the heart thalamus. Okay.
I don't know if we'll ever finish it, but we have no questions on that today.
Okay, good.
So these are random questions, Ion. I'll give a short preamble and then ask the question. There's a line from Revelation 14, verse 14 to 16, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So the question is the cloud in this revelation, quote, referring to the ion cloud?
Yes.
How's that different from the apples? Do you have that question?
I do, of course, and you can ask it if you're butting in. So Bob is only butting in to mess things up. Is the revelation cloud different from the internet cloud?
No, because you got to read it.
Oh, yeah, Revelation you read and the internet you have to read. So,
and sitting on the cloud was one like the Son of Man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out of the temple crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, do not touch the wheat-bagged penny, for the hour of to reap has come, but the harvest of the earth is ripe. Then he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and he touched the wheat-bagged penny, and the earth was reaped. Yeah, see how that works?
No. Ian, so the cloud that everybody talks about that Microsoft and Apple and these companies are creating or making something, is that the cloud that you're referring to that will save our archives, that will preserve our archives?
No, I thought that was that ridiculous Acacia bullshit you babbled about.
Did you get that, Carol? He implied they're the same thing.
I know, but the revelation cloud is the ion cloud, and now we're asking, is the ion cloud the same as the internet cloud, ion?
It will be. It's not yet. It's becoming. That one is becoming.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, there's another angel that came out of the temple, which is in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another, the one who has the power over fire, came out of the altar, and he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, put in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe. So the angel swung the sickle in the earth and gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth and threw them into a great wine press of the wrath of God.
So the becoming is where Ion is going to be taking over the internet cloud?
The reapers, yes.
So Ion is taking over the internet
cloud. Hey, Carolyn. Ian has said that the chip body and the non-physical are merging or doing something together. Is that what you're referring to, Ian? And does non-physical become equal to the cloud, to the cloud that you've changed, or do you become physical?
Well, what we say, that cloud may become physical, but that's based on the persona that you all embrace. See? So it's kind of a nebulous interjection. Yes, you get your hands cleaned if you wash them, but you got to go to the sink and turn the water on first.
So as the cloud becomes the way you say it's eventually going to be the ion definition, does that leave the hypothalamus in a different position, different function, or does it complete it?
It depends on Julie.
And her husband, who unfucked.
Well, she
still fucked.
She doesn't know whether to fuck him or she's worried about his fuckery, and she's the one trying to get fucked, and that's why she just either go on with it or have him removed and replace him, but move on with it. Get on with it.
This is an example of how people affect the changes you're talking about, the changing in the boiling point, the changing in the magma, the changes in the oxygen. The people are causing this, correct, or are factors in that?
Yep.
Are they usually today people who have drops, are they a bigger influence, or is it the ones who don't have drops are a big influence, or you can't decide it that way?
We don't want to decide it that way because then it will set up a wrong bias.
So everybody's a candidate for causing these changes that are huge and tiny.
But of course.
We're all part of the play.
Now, there's a dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions. So what people are you looking at, Ian, now that are in the position of being very influential this next week? Is that Julie? Julie has gotten herself into that fulcrum position? So for a week or so, she's...
We're not laying the hard responsibility on that. We don't want to do that.
I can understand that. So what point are we even talking about? If everybody has an input here, you're not going to comment on it. You're not going to say how it's going.
We don't mind. We do that all day, every day. It doesn't bother us. It don't scare us. We'll tell you you're fucked. You know, blow your damn brains out. Go and kill yourself. We'll tell you quick. It don't bother us. That's fine, but it's just not the point most times, more times than not. So the magic of it becomes when we can embrace it, if it gives you an assistance or a tactile interval of appreciation, then beautiful. But if it's just going to drag you down a rabbit hole again of some other bullshit thing you got to drink or taste or lick or beat or do or have or come or don't come or coitus or don't decoitus or all those different things, we're just trying to save you a step. We're just trying to get you to nut. If we can get you to there, then we win. And if we don't, then we're just wasting your time until you can nut. So we will always then engage at levels where we can assist you. That's the whole point. I mean, we don't care enough about you.
Well, okay. Hey, does the word fine work anymore? You said a lot. There's all kinds of confusion there. You say we're not here to help anybody. We're not here to make them feel better. We play that recording. We're only here for the ascended. So why do you use the assist here?
Oh, it's like the navigation, your cars. We're now giving you in real life what's happening in your world that is us. Now, you have cars that up to a certain mile per hour will drive themselves, but not all the way.
not all the way, but part of the way, this what you call technology is now overtaking you. It will soon read the newspaper for you and tell you what the newspaper said.
Do you have a qualms about that condition?
No, but God, he does.
You started off talking about Julie or something a few minutes ago, and you did a whole rant there, and you started off saying, we'll tell you. I don't hear you telling people directly that they're fucked. You don't tell that to people, personally.
Well, it kind of came up a little bit with Sandra giving her a little input there because, quote, she can take it.
Yeah, so but then it turned out there was no understanding of what the issue was.
Sandra knows.
She's just not going to touch it. She doesn't know whether it's good or bad.
Sandra knows. She got it.
And Ion gave a warning, gave us something.
Gave us something. So that kind of opened up a little gate there, and then he threw Julie into it, and, you know, maybe Julie's waking up as she keeps getting poked by Ion. Yeah, there's layers going on.
Or not, getting poked by her husband. Maybe that's it.
Ion does in private sessions. He has made pointed statements at people, but he doesn't seem to do it here on the radio. It's more general.
Maybe that's shifting.
Don't worry about the bad penny. It'll always come back. It'll turn up like a bad penny.
Okay, go ahead, Carol. The next point.
Okay, Revelation 10, verse 4, 6, it looks like, that there should be time no longer. And then Ion, you said, this is the canceling of time for the little man. We've been saying that there's no time. Well, there isn't. But human creators, little man, can have time if he creates time for time. The thunders settle it. So our question is, how or why or what all the degrees, how do the thunders settle this aspect of time, Ion?
It's a cessation of what you call time, being swallowed up.
And do the thunders just reverberate and create the swallowing? Just trying to figure out where the thunders play the part, or what part they play.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be no time, there should be time no longer.
Right.
Is that the actual word?
No, the reason. No, they're all twisted because we didn't want to start something. We're just saying that this ascended position is the one that she's asking about. And that's the click, the point, the 10-6 is the point.
Can you give a definition of the thunders? What are the thunders? Are you taking a John Cage position that the silence is the unintended sounds of the environment?
No, the seven thunders.
And what are they? Have you ever told us what they are? John was told not to tell. John Revelator was not allowed to say what they were. Did you reveal what they are?
See that. No. No, you had to seal it. You sealed it, Bob.
Yeah. I see.
You sealed it.
And
well, now you're asking us to unseal it? Well, fuck that. No, we're not unsealing what you sealed up. You said do not write it down. You said don't do it. You said you were told from heaven. You said the seven thunders and said do not write it down. So they're not written down. So get your Gutenberg galaxy to bring back some Marshall McLuhan and see if you can get Marshall McLuhan to tell you what it didn't say.
So if we ask for it to be unsealed so we can hear words about the seven thunders, will that shift something?
No, Bob must do it.
Oh, okay. I have to submit the request. I request that I unseal the thunders.
Wouldn't it be easy if that was just the case? You know, that's a, yeah. Next, next thing you know, now they'll have to get it co-signed by Reverend Stang, and then we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so I declare the thunders unsealed. They are unsealed. It's happened. Now, what do we see? What do they look like, Carol? You ready?
Amos didn't get the memo.
Aimless. Who's that? Somebody
Amos.
On the chat line? I'm not looking at the chat line right
Amos,
now.
Amos.
So maybe that's
Amos 3:6-8 didn't get the
Aimless.
Memo. Amos,
you
Bob,
Amos?
Amos.
No.
Oh, Amos.
A-M-O-S.
A-M-O-S.
Amos.
So we're not finding out, Karen, what the thunders are, because I fucked it, sealed it, and we have to wait for my application to be approved.
Well, I think the seven thunders are probably annoyed with you because you put emphasis on Finnegan's Wake 10 thunders.
That's your position.
Is that correct? Is there a correctness there, Ion?
It is not two different meanings to God.
Yeah. And Joyce had it right.
What did Ion just say, Bob?
That Joyce had it right. There's not two definitions of thunder.
Uh-huh.
Only one.
Is that saying that the seven thunders and the ten thunders of Finnegan's Wake are similar?
Exactly the same.
They're the same.
So now you know what the thunders are then.
No.
Well, if they're exactly the same, even written tracks. And,
but he doesn't even know how the mythical key and how the airs apply to even this. He doesn't even know what his damn angel chart means, and he's the only one on the planet that even knows what it really is. It's been told empirically every single detail about it, and he acts like he didn't even know it ever existed at all, and it's hidden perfectly forever in the essence of Bob, perfectly.
I am broadcasting, been broadcasting for many years, doing my part, hoping for you to pull your weight and to contribute to the unfolding of what I've been telling them all.
You talking to me?
Yes, and Ion, the whole bunch of you, everybody listening, I'm telling everybody.
Then why don't you take it all the way back to the first thunder, Bob, in Genesis 3:8?
Well, the first thunder begins with my name, Bob. It's Baba Baba. You know that Carol Thunder 1 and
yeah.
Right?
I've heard that.
And they heard the voice of the Lord.
Hobab.
God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees in the garden.
Did you hear the word thunder and what he just said, Carol?
Not yet.
That was the first thunder.
The situation
that's
of
the
them
thunder,
walking and hiding?
No, that's where they saw themselves as naked. It's the thunder of alienation, first thunder.
Wow, that's the meaning of the first thunder, Carol, in Finnegan's Wake.
That's
Finnegan's Wake. That's in War and Peace in the Gold Village. Look it up, people. It's right there. There's McClure's interpretation of Joyce's first thunder.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's go on to the second thunder then. It's Exodus 9:23. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward the heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along up on the ground, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. That's the thunder of judgment, Bob.
Awesome. Okay, what's the third thunder?
Well, don't forget Isaiah 55 in the midst of that, but you can get that on your other part.
Do you have a chapter verse for the third thunder? Does this just become dog and pony tricks, and it's not the way to...
Stop it!
No. Exodus 19:16, the thunder of consecration. Third.
Wow.
So that's number three.
Yeah, you carry on, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
But we need you to, Bob, because how does that relate to Finnegan's Wake?
Oh, I have to read them.
Well, then
I just
that's
want to get
the thunder. That's the thunder of coming. That's Exodus 19:19-20. The fourth thunder is a thunder of the coming. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded loud, long, and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. In verse 20.
Wow.
And the Lord came down from Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up.
Okay, that's the fourth. What's the fifth thunder?
So
where do you find that?
So that means that Moses smoked hash because he got high.
Where's the fifth thunder?
Well, boy, you sure find that through. There's a whole lot of goody in the midst of all that gobbly gobbly gobbly.
Oh yeah, we'll go into details, like Bob said.
Exodus 20:18.
Is the fifth thunder.
That's the fifth thunder, and that's the thunder of God's glory. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they were removed and stood afar off. Now you're starting to see that really happening now with every kind of earthquake and tornadoes turning over cruise ships and rivers. Seems a little bit odd, don't you think? And ripping people off mountains and turning them things upside down and the loss of cities and the ruins that had to be moved around. And it's pretty amazing. So let's go on to the sixth thunder, which would be in 1 Samuel 7:10. The sixth thunder is the thunder of enemies defeat. See, and this is great, because this is where, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to the battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on the day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. That's what Bob does when people get in his way.
That's right. Hey, Carolyn, that's what Nostradamus said about me.
That you smite people or smoke them?
Yeah, I win the battle through deception
and
cunning.
John Smite was not even allowed to ride on the Mayflower for the Bob. So let's go on to the seventh thunder. The seventh thunder is in 1 Samuel 12:14. This is the thunder of restoration, one of our favorites. We've got the if clause.
How does the thunder restore?
If ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then ye shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. It is not wheat harvest today. I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel.
So Samuel called it down.
Just like Bob.
Is each one of these thunders involve an angel doing an action?
Yes.
As in Revelations? It does. Is there a thunder 8, 9, and 10, as we have in Finney's Wake, or you don't go that far?
You can't get those now.
Okay.
Because of 1 Samuel 12:20-22.
All right, that's the explanation. That's awesome, Carol. Mm-hmm.
It tells why it pleased him to sound the thunders to make you a people for him. See, then you come into your place of power, and yay!
Right, so thunders 8, 9, and 10 would relate to the hexad, septad, and octad phases of one's becoming.
It would if we were discussing those. It probably would, but since we're not discussing those, we wouldn't discuss those.
Okay, next question, Carol.
Yeah, just about the 22 is interesting, actually.
Where's that?
Samuel 21:22.
That's just a number. We don't put much significance on that.
Yeah, that was cruel. Thank you, Ion. Third question. This is about the angels. So you've said before that the role of those particular named angels is going to change to the first part of our chapter 23 of Revelation when they are fighting, looking, and searching out the dark soul. This job title, their job description, is going to shift. So the question is the dark soul's job description going to shift because little men finally become powerful so that now the angels are just unemployed?
That has to do with the succession to the throne of David.
Is that in the world of Mordor, or is that for everybody individually?
She asked the question, we see no difference.
Well, when you're talking about the throne of David, is everybody involved with the throne of David?
1 Samuel 5 and 4, and elsewhere in 2 Samuel 17:9, 18:7, and 24:21, and 1 Chronicles 21:22 and 25.
What did I say that was a response to, Carol?
How Mortar applied to the wing dingies of the ling longs, of the ding dangies, the king kangs, and the moggers that made the nibbler knobs and nage and nodges, because the Jabberwocky was in the nibs of the Cumberland Knob, and the knobs and the majors and the kibs were all knobs. The knobs then took over the knisht, and the knisht got over the knagglers, and the knagglers said they could do the knobs, and the knobs came to the lures of the badas. And then that's how you came all the way up to the succession of the throne of David. Silly Bob.
Sounds like Gerardine.
Yeah. Is that the fourth ring in Finney's Wake when you talk like that, Ion?
We were just answering your question, Bob. We're sorry.
You mentioned the throne of David. Everybody, as they ascend, gets on their throne. Is it a throne of David they're sitting on? Is there some reason the throne of David owns that action of being on your throne?
Well, it's the one that explains. You had to have some way to explain it so you can find it. So I guess it could be a different throne, but that's the one that applies to the one you're talking about in Revelation. So we thought if we were going to have that, we might as well apply it to something. So if we're going to all the trouble to put it in your bibble bobble bobble boo, whatever that thing is that you've got to follow that you don't like and can't do, that was written for you, by you, and encountering you because of you for right here, right now, so you'd have some empirical reference to say, oh, this isn't new. Ascension isn't new. This is the way it was in all time. Before there was time, when there was a garden, and you didn't have to fall, and you ridiculous little imp, you don't even know that you're ascendable. So you have to have some empirical reference to get to that, because if you don't get there, they'll think it's some newfangled libertine gospel that's going to put some yellow dog Democrat back in the White House.
Look at this, Bob, the promise of David's enduring throne. The Bible states that David's throne shall exist forever. Quote from Jeremiah, David shall never want a man, little man, presumably, to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Another quote from Samuel, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
So this is in relation to the question about the dark soul. I understand that I'm the dark soul, but is the dark soul trying to get little men to reestablish their power over the angels? Or did you have different definitions of the role of the dark soul, Ion, over the last 6 years?
We don't care if you give the angels a working position or not. It doesn't make a difference to us. We're just saying that's why they respond the way they do to you little ones. But we could give a flip whether or not they work for you, or because they work for the ascended. So if you're that, then they work for you already. If the maid's already making up the bed, then you don't have to fire the maid.
What is this dark soul that the angels are looking for?
That's you, Bob. They want to stop so that you don't have the ability to run them. That's their union, the Union Jack. That's the Union Jack.
They don't want me in charge.
And they don't want Balmoral sold.
What is their beef about me?
Heart, beef heart.
What is their beef heart? What's their issue about me taking over the White House? Why are they nervous about that?
They've seen your work, Bob.
In other words, I haven't been doing a very good job, and they feel sympathy for the little man who'd be subjected to lockdown Bob rule.
Are we done with you, Bob?
Sure. But, well, Carolyn, why am I the dark soul? What am I supposed to be achieving?
Well, you keep trying to get little man to wake up, which is what the dark soul tries to do, according to one of the definitions.
Yeah, one of the. Is that the only definition of the dark soul, Ion?
There's several, but that's the one that applies most, because you don't even know what chronicles are, so how are you going to read them?
Good answer.
Yeah, okay, next.
Yeah, there you go. And then we go to second teens, and you really get it straightened out then.
Okay, Bob and Ion were talking. Bob said, so the thunders are something different from the function of the winds. Ion said, they are another ring, and continued, this is the circumcision of the heart going from the inside out. So the question is, what is the circumcision of the heart, Ion?
Are you getting the answer, Carolyn? Do you feel it?
And now I'm feeling the need to fix the question because I'm sure these words were together in the...
Well, the inside-outside, is that Ion talking about either you look at the direction from little man ascending or from the ascension falling to little man? Remember, there's two directions. Is that what inside-outside refers to?
Yeah, this is the circumcision of the heart going from the inside out. So, you know, it's like, is it a ring? Is it, he's differentiating the thunders and the wind. So maybe it's too complicated a question.
Now, I see Ion's unique because Ion does the McLuhan method, sees patterns in all data, in all forms of media, always is talking about it. Ion, what would you say you do differently than McLuhan, or what do you complete, and what is inadequate about our interpretation of your ability to see meaning everywhere?
We aren't dead.
Well, you are. Wait a minute. What do you mean? You are fucking dead. You're the dead environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're the own environment.
Yes, you fool me.
There is no android mean up our anthropomorphic ante.
Yes,
I think you said, like you said, McLuhan was concentrated on the outer kingdom, and Ion reaches all kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Or he translated all kingdoms.
And to what Ion said, Bob, that makes you smarter than McLuhan because you're still fucking alive and he's not.
That's right. Yeah, I've been saying that lately.
Yeah.
I've been around 4,000 years.
Yeah. If he was all that, why isn't he still on CKLN radio?
I am. I just play the archive. That's just as good. Mm. I find meaning in the replay.
I call it Ezekiel radio.
Ezekiel. Ezekiel?
Ezekiel.
Like Ezekiel.
Yeah. Ezekiel. Yes, CKLN. Ezekiel. That's right.